part of the dysfunction, and I suppose that could be argued in America's democracy, is how Democrats have national majorities on many of their core issues, while 70% of state legislatures, more than 60% of governors, 55% of attorneys general and secretaries of state are in Republican hands. Angela Rye, Democratic strategist and principal CEO of Impact Strategies, is here in the studio. Angela, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And this is a long trend where we have seen the Democratic Party good at the kind of national election chasing this kind of demographic change, and the Republican Party doing something fundamentally different at the local level. First of all, what do you see happening at the local level that gives the Republicans such an advantage?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is I think that Republicans have always, or I won't say always, have traditionally been a better messaging machine. They know how to ensure that their messages resonate on the ground level. And it's so interesting because every presidential, well, at least for some time now, Democrats have demonstrated that they have the upper hand in ground game. And I wonder now how much of that will shift given kind of this ever-strengthening partnership with the Koch brothers and the Republican Party, if that changes at all. But I would definitely argue it's all in the message. And Democrats, I think, whether we're talking about at the federal level where there are candidate recruitment efforts or even on the state and local level where recruitment efforts kind of subside, we focus way too much on the candidate and not the message that's resonating with, as you talked about, the rising American electorate or the demographic shift. So if you don't ever have someone who's speaking to the core of someone's issues in a local community, what is going to drive them to the polls? Mm-hmm. And I think Republicans have mastered that and we have not.
And, you know, Rick Hertzberg at The New Yorker wrote about this, describing the debate and the Republican and Democratic debate. And really, if you listen to the rhetoric there, it's two different nations. Mm-hmm. In the Republican nation, it is everything's falling apart.
Yeah.
Things are completely destroyed. And socialism is ruining America. And so you can reach angry voters who believe that is the case at the local level and mobilize them. Whereas the Democratic message is, we're doing fine. Let's kind of stay the course. Bernie Sanders is, of course, saying we need to, you know, change the income mm-hmm. Disparity. But still, it seems as though angry voters are more easily mobilized as local voters.
I think that's 100% right. I wonder what would happen if, again, we place less emphasis on the candidate. So one thing, I've been in this kind of ideological war with people about Barack Obama even. My argument is that Barack Obama is not just the candidate. He actually is the issue. And by issue, I don't mean problem. I mean he represented a historical paradigm shift for this country. He represented, a legacy, you know, with full of hatred and racism and slavery, changing to something more promising and hopeful. And I think that's an issue. It demonstrates progressive shift. It means that we are finally evolving, and that to me means he is an issue. And that's why I think we're having some challenges with this current slate of candidates.
Because when he walks out the door, there goes the issue.
That's right. And what you see in recent polls is that people 50 and under in the Democratic Party are overwhelmingly still not satisfied with the current slate of candidates. So that's a huge gap to fill. And I think that doesn't just exist in local elections. It also could exist for us now with this 2016 election coming up.
Has Barack Obama changed the way people are presidential? Is he presidential in a fundamentally different way? I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day, and this is the first presidency since Eisenhower that has not ended with some sort of special prosecutor impeachment, investigation, assassination.
They would
something
try.
Like that.
I mean, yeah. not assassination, but they would try on the impeachment. I mean, they've said that for some time, and it just hasn't caught traction. And of course, you know that they voted to repeal Obamacare over 50 times, took it to the Supreme Court. So there were scandal attempts or challenges to undo his legacy that were attempted that just didn't stick. The one thing that is also really interesting to me is that this idea of a lame duck presidency has completely changed. They are going full force through the end of this term like no one has ever seen. And I think that is also very, very interesting and changes our expectations. But watching this election process for 2016 is also very different. We certainly didn't see this in 2008 or 2012.
You know, states are responsible for the the voting rules.
Yes.
States are responsible for, election practices, that sort of thing. States and localities support education. These are really important touch points for voters getting involved in politics. And these are the stakes that the local voters really hold dear. Why can't Democrats have more of an impact there in school board elections, in the mayoral elections?
I think it's about ensuring that people understand the important role that state and local politics play on your everyday life or in your everyday life. You talked about they touch voting. The thing that immediately comes to mind is what happened in Alabama. You know, the state legislature passed a voter suppression law. We call it voter suppression because it would shrink the ability to vote. It would shrink the electorate and have the worst impact on communities of color. Well, after they passed this suppressive measure in Alabama, they then closed licensing offices in districts or in areas that were overwhelmingly black. The overwhelmingly black areas vote Democratic in Alabama. So this is all the kinds of things that happen if we're not paying attention. We can't afford to just pay attention to what happens on the federal level because, yes, taxes happen on the state level and local level. We talked about voting policies. Redistricting, of course, happens. That'll be in 2020, but we can't afford to wait to 2020 to start paying attention to who's representing our interests. And by our, I mean Americans on the local level.
And if gun control could win a statewide election, that would change things. But the way this is configured, there's no way that can happen.
Well, I think that we have to pay attention to where there have been some gains. I know that Democrats picked up 9 state houses since 2012. And so things can change, but it's not just about a pickup. It's about ensuring that you're electing a candidate that represents your interest, whatever your interest might be, and ensuring that, you know, my vote matters, not just when it's a presidential every 4 years. It matters every single time there's an election day in November and I need to go, or a primary. Mm-hmm. It's very important for people to stay engaged.
Angela Rise, Democratic strategist and principal and CEO of Impact Strategies. Thanks so much, Angela.
Thank you.
We'll be talking to you again before 2016, that's for sure.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.